Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Explanation. The citizens of Pensacola as to why this shocking news come on a Thursday afternoon. I had no clue that this was going to be happening today. I was shocked because he's doing a superb job.
That was our good friend Ellison Bennett, longtime community activist, talking with Channel 3 yesterday after the news came out. The chief of police, Eric Randall, had resigned effective immediately with no warning and no explanation. In fact, I mean, I will tell you, you know, I've never seen such a tight-lipped situation as we have right now, which, of course, leads everyone to kind of speculate and wonder and rumors and social media and all that. I will tell you that I don't know anything more than you know. I know you're hoping, well, Andrew, don't you know a lot of PPD? Yeah. And I called, and I don't know anything more than you know. You know, and in fact, I was told the city is handling this, and the release that we got from the city yesterday was, to call it terse is a bit, you know, of an understatement. Here's what it said. To members of the local media, Eric Randall has stepped down as chief of police effective immediately. Also effective immediately, Mayor D.C. Reeves has named Captain Kristen Brown as acting chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Acting Chief Brown is a respected 29-year veteran of the department and the longest tenured captain on the force. Captain Eric Goss will continue to serve as acting deputy chief while Deputy Chief Kevin Chrisman is on medical leave. This is the only statement being provided by the city at this time. Jason Wheeler, he's the PIO communications strategist. This is the only statement being provided by the city at this time. So sit down, shut up, and we'll tell you later. I mean, you know, these are all decent people, and I'm, you know, not saying Jason's got that attitude. I'm just saying that's how it reads as a citizen, right? Is we'll tell you what we want to know when we want you to know it. So I don't know. I think you interpret from this that it's not clearly it was not just time. And I basically reached out to Chief and asked hey, if you want to say anything. Radio station is available to you. You know, I've been friends with him since before he was the chief. You know, I like Eric Randall. I've been friends with DC a long time. And I mean, I know Kristen. I know Eric. I know Kevin. You know, I know all these people for a long time. And I don't have anything to tell you. I will say this. I hadn't heard. I'm sure I can't be the first one to note this. This is the first female chief of police in Pensacola. Kind of an unusual way to have it happen. But, you know, Captain Brown or Acting Chief Brown is, I mean, she's great. I mean, I've known her a long time. She's fantastic. So, you know, why? Well, I mean, if it were health, you'd say it was health. Right? And if it were because I found another job, you'd say because I found another job. But Eric's from here. I don't think that's true. I think he hoped that this would be his last job. He went away and then he came back, all that. So that leaves misbehavior, misconduct, which I have no evidence of, or some kind of conflict, and here you'd have to presume with the mayor. I mean, what else, right? It's either Eric did something wrong or the mayor did something wrong, or between them, it's not working. And that's what we know. Now, the habit in the city is to not comment a lot on personnel matters, really. We learned this when Heather Lindsay was, what's the word I want, when she got resigned? We literally don't know for sure whether she just resigned or whether she was let go or whether she was told to write a resignation letter or whatever. You know, I mean, because they don't comment on this. So there's going to be a press conference next week. You know, Chief Brown will talk, and I'm sure we won't learn much, frankly. I just don't expect that we'll learn a lot. And so we'll kind of maybe always be wondering. Now, I would hope, you know, I would hope that they will give some explanation, but I don't know. It's weird. It's definitely weird. Was Chief good at his job? By, you know, all the sort of public indicators, it would seem like, you know, yes. Could there have been a, you know, I mean, look, the mayor is entitled to have whoever he wants in his staff. He's, you know, sort of like the president in that way. Are we entitled to an explanation? Not really. I mean, it'd be better if. But then again, it's a question of what's the explanation, right? I mean, which just leads you to speculate. I don't really want to speculate, other than I think you can solidly speculate that it's not just plain a voluntary, I got tired on a Thursday, let's go. I'm not moving to a better job, and it's not health-related. And if it's none of those things, then it's something more serious, you might say. But yeah, we don't know what it is. My first question was whether Kevin Christman would be the acting chief, but he's out on medical leave. Because remember, he was the acting chief before. In fact, there was a, if you may not remember, if you're new to the area or whatever, you just weren't here. We all thought that Kevin was going to be the chief when Grover was looking for a chief to replace, David Alexander, right? I have to think for a second. Or was it, yeah, that's right, David Alexander. Was it? It was, right? Last time around? Yeah. Somebody's going to text me and tell me I got that wrong. Anyway, and we thought it was going to be Kevin. And there was actually quite a bit of frustration in the city because, maybe it was when Tommy left to go. It was when Tommy left to go to the sheriff's office. David was before that. Yeah, I was trying to put the dates and the relationships weren't working together in my head. Tommy Leiter went to be at the sheriff's office, and that left a vacancy. Kevin Christman was the groomed deputy, but Tommy had left before the amount of time they had hoped to give him being trained as acting chief, and Grover then went out on a nationwide search, and, you know, we got Chief Randall. Kevin's outstanding, too. You know, we don't have a shortage of talent. We actually have some very, very capable senior leadership in the captain's rank. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to be able to tell you more, but I can't. I would if I could. So, there you go. Blue Angels today. Is the parking lot full yet?
No, it's still open, obviously.
What did it fill up yesterday? 9 o'clock?
I think it was about 9:30. Yeah.
Which is about what it did last year, 9:30. Okay, so today I would expect it'll be filled. It'll almost certainly be filled by 6.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Are we doing traffic this hour?
No, we're not. Okay. We're doing it next hour.
Okay.
But I'm keeping an eye on the everything out there.
Very good. So Blue Angels today, of course, the full dress rehearsal starts at 10. If you're trying to get there at 10, good luck. I mean, in your kayak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. And it's not that you can't get over the bridge in a car. It's there's nowhere to put your car. You know, so again, you know, good luck. Boats going to work better for you, or, you know, binoculars, I think probably is better, okay. You know, at a distance, like go to the Whataburger and Gulf Breeze and just hope for the best.
the best,
you know, from the Vista Park parking lot, or, you know, like
just hope for the best.
Whenever I think about binoculars, my brain always goes to, you know, in all those movies where they have the, like, Captain Spyglass, you know, the monocle,
yeah,
you know, the kind that you kind of it's the got telescope out, in, yeah. One that, right, and I always think of, like, the one in Mad Max, or mm-hmm. It's always in, you know, some kind of a naval show, and I just picture some probably not young guy standing out in the pier on Gulf Breeze and pulls out, I'm going to watch me a show.
And you had to do the pirate voice, too.
Of course. I mean, nobody with a spyglass isn't a pirate at heart, right? So, I also have pirate stuff on the brain because my wife and my son are out of town. They went and took a pirate ship ride yesterday with Grandma. Grandma wanted to do that, and they had a blast, so it was fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, and then they told me, oh, man, we found some more springs, because we'd love to go to springs. That's, mm-hmm. like, my favorite thing to do on vacations. We found, like, 3 of the top 5 springs ever in all of Florida without you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Appreciate it.
Outstanding.
So that means party at Andrew's house tonight.
No, the party's at the Hilton tonight for the Blue Angels reception.
I know, but I tried. You know, yeah, well, right, I'll take care of your house. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure you won't. All right, so if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. About 300 on the lot at any given moment, and you can test drive as many as you like, and the pressure level will be zero. You know, I mean, I remember the there's one on a 1 to 100 scale. Here was the pressure that I got when I bought our car, our Honda Odyssey, that I just wanted to test drive, and we weren't ready to buy a car yet. Here's the question: you ready? It was intense. Would you like to look at a price? That was, I mean, I was tense, and I said yes, and they said okay. And we looked at a price sheet, and it's Carfax and a price sheet, and I'm like, that's the price. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, inside, not outside, right? You know, like inside. Well, that's pretty good. And I said, well, can you come down just a little? And they said, yeah. And I said, can you give us a day? And I said, yeah. And I said, the next day, I called them. I said, you still got that Odyssey? They're like, yeah. I was like, is this the price? Yeah. Like, can you come down a little bit? They said, yeah, on the phone. I said, well, can we buy it? That's how we got a car. It was just that easy. So if you don't like all of the like drama around buying a car, Frontier's your place. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Cadillac Willie, and their influences include classic rock and jam bands like Widespread Panic, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, and the Grateful Dead. Cadillac Willie also enjoys playing funky tunes by folks like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and the Funky Meters. It's Cadillac Willie, this week at Bands on the Beach.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Maverick, you just did an incredibly brave thing. What you should have done was land your plane. You don't own that plane, the taxpayers do.
So then your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. I think we all know the
line. Oh,
lines.
I love
5:23
that line.
On News Radio 92.3. Penny Benjamin. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Blue Angels weekend. Big day for our community, for our team. Of course, I was out at the base yesterday interviewing the Blue Angels and talked with them. And, oh, my God, there were so many media yesterday. It's normally, I mean, if I go back like 10 years, I've been doing this since I got here. Okay, so 2014 was my first summer doing a Blue Angels interview before the Beach Show, and it's hard to remember for sure, but I think there was maybe 15 people, 10 people back then. It's like 40 people yesterday.
That's really
crazy. Yes, yes, and it's like people brought entourages, and I'm not counting the key influencer writers. I'm just saying like media people. It was weird. I was like, who are all you people? I mean, I know a lot of you, but still. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will be in Texas today to assess the aftermath of the flooding last week. The president plans to meet with first responders, receive a briefing from local officials, and he'll be speaking with families impacted by the disaster. Trump said he delayed the visit to avoid interfering with rescue operations that have been ongoing. A federal judge in Los Angeles has now issued a tentative ruling that curbs how immigration agents operate across seven Southern California counties. That decision bars agents from stopping suspected undocumented immigrants without reasonable suspicion of a law violation and prohibits using factors like race, language, occupation, or location to justify arrests. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now heading home after concluding his U.S. trip with a private tour of Monticello in Virginia, a personal gesture from President Trump. Netanyahu and his wife visited Thomas Jefferson's historic estate following several days in Washington, D.C.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 525 here on News Radio 92.3. The military, apparently the Pentagon, this is kind of an unusual situation, in my opinion anyway. The Pentagon is going to be the largest shareholder of MP Materials. MP Materials makes magnets with rare earth minerals. The company's Mountain Pass, California mine, I don't know if MP comes from Mountain Pass, is currently the only U.S.-based rare earths operational hub, and the Defense Department is going to own a bunch of 15% share of the company. And, of course, this is obviously designed to start to create an alternative supply source to, say, China. But apparently this kind of material that they mine, which I'll say it for you just so you can laugh, praseodymium oxide. That was all one word with hyphens.
I was like, what is presidio dang it?
Presidio dang it is the newest key ingredient in all of our missile control systems.
Okay.
high strength permanent magnets that power complicated motors is if you want to look at
permanent.
It that way. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. So they're going to try to have this there, and they're also building a new facility. This is a second one that's going to be online in 2028, and the Department of Defense has basically agreed that they will buy all the magnets from what they're calling the 10X facility, or the locks, and I've misread the one as an L. Anyway, the 10X, that they're going to buy it all for the first decade of operation. So, you know, this is an alternative, again, to China, who's got a lot of control over this. They're going to buy it at the minimum price of $110 per kilogram for those 10 years, you know, whatever all this means. Anyway, probably it's a smart thing because of China's control of the rare earth minerals market, and this brings up things that we haven't really talked about in a while, you know, a couple of months anyway, but Greenland, Panama, Canada, you know, the various things that President Trump has expressed an interest in, more Canada and Greenland than, you know, Panama. But still, I mean, you know, those were, aside from the land significance, those were also, you know, rare earth mineral sources, particularly Greenland, that have value to us as a country. So, you know, like I have to say a lot, you know, we'll see. We'll see. 437-1620. Was there any other news yesterday? I feel like I'm missing some big story that I'm not really thinking about. But no, I think those were kind of the big things. Oh, this is kind of a smaller thing, but I thought it was interesting. There's a new law in Florida that went into effect July 1st that allows pregnant women with a doctor's note, and then they go through an application process to get a little placard and use handicap parking for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In a way, you think, well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Right? Because,
right.
You know, for any of us who have kids, you know what it's like when your wife's pregnant. And for any of you who bore children, you know what it's like to be pregnant. And walking from the edge of the parking lot to the store is not the best thing in the world in the heat in summer, or the heat in winter, whatever the case may be. So I like this. This is kind of a neat idea. The only thought, you know, concern I would think about it would be, you know, obviously people who abuse the privilege, always going to be a question. Because right now, nobody abuses the privilege of having a handicap placard, right? Nobody. At all. Nobody ever borrows their grandma's car. I mean, right? Because, I mean, it happens all the time. But it would be that there'd be too many people for the number of handicap spaces that... Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I had not thought about this. We still call them handicapped spaces, though, right? We don't call them alternately abled spaces?
No. Or, no, we still call them that.
Or disabled spaces? I feel like that should be a transgressors segment because you got to figure that's not a word people, that's not the favored terminology anymore.
True.
So, we'll have to figure out what we should call them, blue spaces. Anyway, that there'd be too many women, too many people who are pregnant. We don't say women, we say pregnant persons. this stuff is so crazy. Anyway.
It writes itself.
Oh, I had a friend who texted me and said, Andrew, don't call it child care. Call it early childhood education. I said, I am not changing. You know me. I don't change words.
Oh, no.
Ever. Like, I'm militantly anti-change on words, but... Fiona McDonald, I forget, is that her last name? McFarland, that's right. She's the one who sponsored this bill. Good bill. Like, the original bill she sponsored and get passed, but it got rolled into another transportation bill. She's sharp. I like her. She's a really good legislator. Every time I've seen her, I've always been impressed. So she's in the House. You get a doctor's note and then you fill out a little form and then you have it for a year. Which also makes sense because it's not just while you're pregnant, it's when you're recovering and also when you have, an infant. And also, weirdly, not just for, convenience of getting there, but safety. I mean, a pregnant woman with an infant is pretty vulnerable, and so she's close to the front now, too, which is also a benefit of this program.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump and First Lady Melania travel to the flood-ravaged Texas Hill Country today. They'll be there to console those who lost family and listen to stories like this from Julia Hatfield.
In that moment, I called my dad. I wasn't even sure why I was calling him. He's the guy that I call when things go wrong.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Kerrville.
President Trump is expected to see some of the worst damage today and meet with families and local officials in Kerr County, where most of these people have lost their lives.
At least 96 people died in Kerr County. Overall, 120 people are dead, and at least 170 others are still missing. Former Director of Strategic Outreach of President Biden, Ashley Williams, set to answer questions in front of the House Oversight Committee, probing the possible cover-up of President Biden's mental decline and alleged auto pen use. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 78 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola today. We are seeing community reaction to the sudden resignation of former Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall.
Eric is an upstanding man. He comes from an upstanding family. He presents himself in such a manner.
That is Pastor Marcel Davis from Adoration for a New Beginning Church. He talked to Channel 3. Randall stepped down yesterday as police chief, with the city sending out a notice and saying Captain Kristen Brown would serve as acting police chief. Randall has been in the police chief position since 2021. During his 4-year tenure, data does show an across-the-board decline in crime rates within city limits. Well, we learned earlier this week about a shots fired incident at the Blue Wahoo Stadium parking lot that involved a large fight and several teenagers. Started after a firecracker was thrown near a vehicle. Reports showed two people had made an agreement to put down their guns and duke it out with fisticuffs.
We were happy to see that pre-fight agreement. You don't get to see that often, but they did agree to not use weapons, and wish more people would do that more often, but that didn't last too long, so a weapon was introduced. At some point, and shots were fired into the air. Fortunately, nobody was hit.
And that is PPD's Mike Wood, who says multiple arrests have now been made in the case. More are possible, according to reports after the fistfight. An 18-year-old suspect took a handgun from a victim's vehicle and ended up firing multiple shots with that gun. Nobody was hurt during that incident. Some new court documents showing the illegal gambling investigation involving Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez covers activity at 5 different casinos. Lopez has pleaded not guilty in that case to racketeering and conspiracy to commit racketeering for allegedly collecting illegal payments while operating a now-shuttered gaming room in Kissimmee. Investigators say they've also gathered records related to at least 4 other illegal gaming rooms in Lake County, including Dreamers Arcade in Claremont and Jungle Hut in Leesburg. It is 5:34 right now, News Radio 92.3. We've got 78 degrees. It is partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. When XAI's Grok 4 chatbot launched earlier this week, users and media outlets quickly began pointing out examples of it consulting its owner Elon Musk's views on controversial matters. CNBC was able to confirm that Grok 4's answer-generating process was searching the web for Elon Musk's stance in response to potentially contentious questions. CNBC reports Tesla has applied to test and operate its robo-taxis in Arizona. The effort to expand to Arizona comes after Tesla in June began a pilot test of its robo-taxis in Austin, Texas. Market leader Waymo, owned by Google parent Alphabet, opened up a driverless robo-taxi service to the public in the Phoenix area in 2020. CNBC reports NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has met with President Trump at the White House. The meeting comes as NVIDIA rose slightly yesterday, becoming the first company to close a trading day with a market cap over $4 trillion. NVIDIA has been grappling with export controls on its AI chips. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Gun Show, this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 5:37 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Blue Angels weekend, and yesterday we had a chance to talk to Mike Wood, the public affairs officer. Sorry, public information officer. Public affairs is military. Public information is civilian. Sorry. I just, you know, they're the same job in different places. And every once in a while, the PIO and the PAO and the other acronyms I've got my head full of slop over together. By the way, beautiful sunset. If you're out, look east. Sunrise.
Okay, because I was like, you said sunset, and I didn't.
No, I wouldn't say that. That sounds like a mistake. I don't make mistakes.
No, you don't.
Is he really gaslighting him over the name of the sun? Yeah, but jokingly. Okay, so talked to Mike yesterday. Obviously, we talked to him before the news about Chief Randall resigning came out, so this interview won't have any of that. And if you're sitting there wondering, well, why doesn't he ask about that? Because, well, you know, it didn't happen yet. But otherwise, filled with good information. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's start with this. It's something we've talked about many times, but I just haven't had a chance to talk with you about it. The announcement discovery that ShotSpotter had gotten vetoed by the governor because it had a line in there that read Alex Andrade, because they can't think of any other reason that it would be thwarted. But, you know, this is a problem. This is a loss, obviously, for the sheriff's department and for the police department. I'm assuming that you guys are not either able to or going to find other funding, or are you going to try to keep the program without state funding?
Well, we're certainly going to look because that program has been very good to us. We've had incidents where people have been shot, and we did not receive a single 911 call on it. We only got it because of ShotSpotter, and there's been other incidents where shots were fired, and again, we just didn't get a call on it. So it's a very valuable tool for this area, and we hope to see it. Keep going. It's funded through the end of the year, but we may have to step back and punt after that.
It's pretty expensive. What is it? $350 for the joint operation between the city and the county. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that's the figure that I heard.
Okay. And speaking of that, by the way, we just had an incident this past week that took place at the Wahoo Stadium where there was a shootout of sorts and like 10 shots, I guess. And it's my understanding that the only reason we knew to respond was because it was a shot spotter detection. Is that right?
That's right. It was a shot spotter call. Once again, the officers can get that notification on their phones. They're capable of doing that and on their laptops even before dispatch even gets it. So it cuts down on response time, and it also enables us to get there fast in order to preserve the scene and preserve evidence. So it's a valuable program. We certainly don't want to see it go away. And I know that the Chief Randall and Sheriff Simmons are doing everything they can to be able to keep this, but if the funding's not there, it's just not there.
Yeah, and particularly with that incident at Wahoo's, as I understand it, this was some teenagers, adults maybe by the legal definition, but like, you know, 18, 17, 19, kind of that vicinity. It was my understanding that this was a fight that broke out because somebody got upset about a firework being shot near them or near their car or something like that. But the part that caught my attention was they had guns and they all made an agreement. We want to fight, but this is not going to be a gunfight, so we're going to put our guns away, and then we're going to fisticuffs it up. And then apparently somewhere after that, one of the ones broke the treaty and decided to go get a gun out of the car and started shooting. Is this about what happened?
Yeah, that's what I read in the report. We were happy to see that pre-fight agreement. You don't get to see that often, but they did agree to not use weapons, and I wish more people would do that more often, but that didn't last too long, so a weapon was introduced. At some point, and shots were fired into the air. Fortunately, nobody was hit.
And this was a case of, I mean, several people and multiple guns, right? I guess one gun who belonged to somebody else and all that kind of stuff. But multiple, again, 18-ish years old. I don't know if there were any minors involved. You tell me. But multiple people, multiple guns, 10 gunshots. And you have apprehended several people, right?
Yes, there have been arrests made and could be some more.
Okay, and three juveniles. Sorry, the one 18-year-old and three juveniles. And there's more you're looking at. Okay, very
right.
Good. How was 4th of July? Always a big event for the city of Pensacola and, you know, lots of officers downtown. I was out of town. I watched the fireworks at a baseball game in Greenville, but how did it go here?
It went well. The weather ended up cooperating, but just before it got started, we had a pedestrian get hit by a car on Tarragona, which is right down where a lot of people were coming into that area, so we had to shut that down. The injuries were pretty serious. But it looks like the individual is going to be okay now. But it did snarl traffic even worse than it usually does. But overall, it was a good night.
I'm glad serious injuries, I'm glad they survived. But, like, we just had this at was it one or both the MLK parade and the Fiesta parade were right before the parade a pedestrian got hit by a car, right?
Yeah, we had one before the Fiesta parade.
Fiesta only, okay.
Yeah, at Garden and Palafox.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's just super strange. Okay. Also, there was a story. I don't know if it's a new thing or if it's maybe a little bit older, but there was a story about the NPPS score, the Need for Patrol Presence score that was being used to tell you guys whether you were patrolling in the proper places to decide what the beat borders were because of, you know, where incidents were coming from. Is this a new thing? Was this an older thing? And it's been used by the PPD in the last year, but tell me about this.
Yeah, it's a study that was done over a year ago, and what we got out of that was we needed to keep more officers on the north end, which is the furthest part away from the Pensacola Police Department. And a lot of times they had to go down there for various reasons and leave that area. And that problem has been solved since we put in the North Precinct at Pensacola State College.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's working out really well. It's been, about a year that's been operational? 6 months, something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, one of the things that was a news story that caught a lot of social media traction anyway, I thought the story was actually a lot less interesting than other people did, apparently. But you guys have an MOA, a Memorandum of Understanding, signed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. I suppose everything that says ICE in it is now, you know, massive sharing, but whatever. But when I read down into the story, it looked like there was only one officer who had volunteered for the duty and they hadn't even been trained yet. So it's not this big sweeping change to PPD protocols, right?
No, it's not. And what you said is right. We have one officer that will be trained in order to do the work with ICE if it's needed. This is not something that we're going to proactively go do and looking for people. That's not how this works. This is if, in case they are needing our assistance in some way. We do have an officer that's trained into what their needs are. And then that's basically it. And I think you'll see that with other departments in the future.
Okay, so just to clarify, the tech park is not being turned into the Pensacola Alcatraz. PPD is not, or whatever weird things people come up with. There's always some crazy story. All right. Hey, we always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, this is about passing. When you're passing a car, obviously, if the center line, the yellow line, is broken, you're able to pass. But it's not legal to exceed the posted limit to pass another vehicle. And we hear that a lot when people are stopped for speeding on radar. Well, I had to pass that vehicle for one reason or another. But you still must maintain the speed limit. If the car view is doing the speed limit and you pass that car, then you have exceeded it, which is a violation. And I want to also say that speeding can be criminal. In Florida, if you're driving 30 miles an hour or more over the posted speed limit, it is criminal. So if you're in a 70-mile-per-hour zone and you're traveling slower than 50, you can also be issued a citation for going too slow. So was that too much at one time?
No, it's a lot of good stuff, and I like you reminding people about the new super speeder law. I will say I think it's a dangerous thing that the legislature has forced you to enforce, because if, you know, the speed limit is 60 and somebody's going 56 and I pass them at 60, it's going to take a while. But if I'm going to obey the law, that's what's going to happen. Although what would be safer is obviously, which is I think what most everybody does, is to go, you know, 65 or 70 around them. But it's, you know, it's good to know the law you're breaking, even if it seems like that would be the safer thing to do. So I always want people to know what the law actually is. So I appreciate that. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer at the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Absolutely. 5:46 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And again, just in case you have not been, you know, paying attention or heard, the chief of police has stepped down yesterday. Unexpectedly, surprise announcement, and nobody knows anything. I mean, obviously, chief knows and the mayor knows, and I'm sure some people do really know what happened, but all of us basically outside do not know. It's all speculation at this point, so I'm not speculating. And I'm sure you're like, well, Andrew, don't you know a lot of people? I do. But I'm also, you know, it's funny. I don't have that, I got to know right now everything. You know, I just don't. They're going to do a press conference on Tuesday. You know, the new chief, Kristen Brown, interim, is going to talk. I'm fine to wait till then to find out what they're going to tell us. I just, you know, I don't have this, oh my God, I got to know right now, kind of whatever that gene is that makes most news people obnoxious jerks. I mean, I have other ones that make me an obnoxious jerk. I just don't have that one. So, you know.
No comment. No
there comments. Are all kinds of flavors of obnoxious jerks genetic syndrome, and I just don't have that particular one very much. I'm a little bit more patient when it comes to that kind of stuff. 5:47 News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying a house, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Love and Rinky Realty are fantastic at this. They sold and closed 165 homes last year. It's pretty good. When, you know, times were easy and hot in the market, it was over 200. It's 175 the year before that, 200 plus, 230, I think, the year before that. Things have been a little bit harder, but they're still clicking along, 3.5, 4 a week, which means when you work with them, you've got people who know. And if that individual doesn't know, they have other members of the team who definitely does know, and they have specialists, and they can work with particular situations. And, of course, Christine is overseeing it all, so she's trained her folks, and she's passed on the same basic idea of working with people that she has, and she's fabulous. You'll love her. She's just, yeah, I mean, she's a sweetie. Anyway, she used to be in the news business, so kind of a mind for details and getting the story right, and she's eager. Very motivated. She says she hates to have a home that's not selling. Drives her crazy. So she's always out there doing everything she can to make sure that your home gets sold and for the best price possible. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
When the power goes out, will your home be ready? With a whole house generator from DeFranco Gas, you'll keep the lights on, the fridge running, and your family comfortable, no matter what the weather brings. DeFranco Gas offers expert sales, installation, and service on top quality whole house generators. Save even more with the Pensacola Energy Gas Rebate. Don't wait for the next outage. Call DeFranco Gas today, your local generator experts and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Fuel your peace of mind and find them at DeFrancoGas.com.
Hi, this is J.P. with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com. BuggyWorks.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
What are you doing? You're slowing down. You're slowing down.
I'm bringing you a big poster, Merlin.
You gotta do what?
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and welcome to my house.
Oh man, it's Blue Angels Day. Did you go yesterday? Had a good show yesterday, or so I'm told. I did not go to the beach yesterday because the parking lot was full by the time I got off the air. As is now the case. I mean, look, they put on three shows. You know, I mean, there's no civilian act yesterday, but they do fly three times, you know, two. And I actually understand the people who go early instead of going on Saturday, not just because of the crowds and the heat and the whatever. It is special on Saturday. But I get it that, you know, you always worry, well, what if weather hits the Saturday show and then you missed it? Well, I mean, you go Friday and you get it done. You're like, check. Let's go back tomorrow. You know, so anyway, 5:52 on News Radio 92.3. I will be talking with Greg McWhorter on the air tomorrow, starting at noon, going to 2, and then at 2, the Blues take over, and we play their narrator and their music, and you can listen to that on your boat or down the way at the condo. A lot of the bars put us on so that you can hear us, which I think is awesome. Catch us on the app if you're down beach. News Radio Pensacola app is very easy to find. You can stream it out there or just, you know, on the radio. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, Andrew. At least five people were sent to the hospital after a clash between federal immigration agents and protesters at a cannabis farm in Southern California. This standoff happened as agents raided a facility in Ventura County. Video posted on social media showed the agents using less lethal ammunition and tear gas on a crowd of protesters there.
Whoa, dudes, why are you here? Stop. That's not cool, bro. I think that's actually ambient audio from the intervention, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah.
It might have, to the untrained ear, it may have sounded like me ad-libbing a terrible joke. But
no.
That was actually from the incident, you know. So
That's what
you were
I
there?
That's my understanding.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay.
They don't know the difference between my voice and a guy in California who's high and sounds like me.
Oh.
Go on, David.
Okay.
John obviously does not have a well-trained ear
universe,
either.
Alternate California McKay. That's Justin Bieber's next studio album is out now. The hype started yesterday when he posted a picture of a billboard with a track list on social media. The new project is called Swag, and it's Bieber's first album since 2021. So I know you'll be out to pick that one up.
Yeah, I'm going to run right out and get that in a decade. Go on.
Five Democrat state lawmakers have filed a lawsuit against Governor DeSantis and the Emergency Management Director after being blocked from visiting Alligator Alcatraz this week.
We need to have theme music.
We really do.
Somebody
needs to create it. The legislators are arguing their denial of access oversteps executive authority. And the state is now inviting them for a tour of the facility tomorrow. But the lawmakers claim that that's just going to be a sanitized tour. They want to, I don't know, I guess see it when
they want the rough stuff.
They want to see it when nobody's expecting them.
If they wanted to be funny, they could invite him in for like margaritas with the inmates or the not inmates, but with the relocated persons. I don't know if we have a term exactly for the folks who are being the detainees, I suppose. Because remember the Kilmer Abrego Garcia when they went down there and had margaritas with him? You know, that'd be funny. Anyway, go ahead, David. Or is that your final story?
That's all I've got for right now.
All right. That's all, folks. Thanks so much for the update, David. I appreciate it. We had the funniest joke. Are you thinking the joke I'm thinking of?
No, I just was like, that's all, folks.
Well, it made me, running the Looney Tunes line made me think of yesterday. We were talking about the Pensacola Perdido Bay Estuary Program, the PPBEP, or as I said on the air, the PB for Pensacola Bay, Pensacola Bay, Perdido Bay, even though it's not in the name, it's kind of implied, it's distributed across the two terms. Anyway, don't get me started. It could have been the PBPBEP, and then somebody texts in and says, that's how Porky Pig would say it. That's the estuary, folks. 555, I don't know. I haven't been drinking, I promise. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, this is... It's not news, but it's a news story. Study finds, wasted money. If you enjoy the exercise that you're doing, you will do better at maintaining your exercise program. And now in obvious news. No, it was trying to look at what personality styles liked which kinds of exercise. Because, that's certainly true. If you enjoy exercise, which I know for a lot of folks might be a total oxymoron, but if you enjoy the exercise, you'll do it. And if you don't enjoy it, well, good luck. Some personalities have the more diligent, they'll do it anyway. But obviously, if you actually like it, then you will do it more effectively. And I will tell you, I like exercise great as long as we don't call it exercise. As long as we call it sports, I'm in. I can do sports all day. I can do climbing and jumping and running and anything that involves throwing and catching balls. I'm good with that. But as soon as you put weights or a treadmill that's not happening. Cannot do it. 5:56 on News Radio 92.3. So there wasn't any great takeaways, I thought, from the information. I just tell you the story I thought was interesting. That it is true. Find something you enjoy for exercise, and then it won't be exercise. It'll be fun. Find a job you love that people will pay you for, and then it's not work anymore. Well, it can still be work. But it's work you enjoy, which is better. Our good friend Allison Bennett is calling in right now. Is that right, John? Allison's on the line. Hey, Allison, how you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning. How are you all doing? And happy Blue Angel weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm calling in reference to the abrupt resignation by Chief Eric Randall. I received so many calls yesterday. They know he and I are friends, and they say, Ellison, what happened? Is he ill, or is there something that he don't want to talk about? And I told him, I don't know. I spoke with Chief Randall's father, and one of the first questions I asked him, is he ill? He said, no, Eric is okay. So I think the citizens of Pensacola deserve to hear from the mayor or Chief Randall himself, because a few months ago, the confines of the city was said to be one of the safest cities to live in reference to crime.
Yeah. And, I actually agree with you. I think that it would be better, especially because there's so much speculation running around. And they've said they're going to do it at the press conference on Tuesday. And, as you and I both know that, Chief Randall was doing a good job. The question of, what was the source of the reasoning here, since both sides are being quiet, we're left just to speculate, and speculation is never good for a community. So I'm hoping that we'll get some clarity on Tuesday. I'm actually kind of not expecting to get clarity based on prior resignations/terminations. And so, you know, I would say I'm hopeful but not optimistic that we're going to get much clarity about this. But, Ellison, if you ever hear anything, please let me know, and I'll do the likewise. Always good to hear from you, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, enjoy your day.
Absolutely, you too. 5:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Of course, it is Blue Angels weekend, and that means that if you had your entire body buried deep in a hole in the sand and did not realize, today is not the go visiting the beach. You're getting a. Can you imagine? Just some mom.
Oh my goodness! Going.
You know, I think I'll take the kids to the beach today. Go to Perdido.
Yeah.
I mean, go to Johnson Beach. Go to. You can't go to Navarre. Same problem. But you know, another beach would be better for you today. Listen.